This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again, good again. Three from the same spot. For Braylon Cordonnier. Loose ball rebound. Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He's on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins. Ducks under. Banks it down. Keith Sherman. High left. It goes to Mesher. Back door. Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonnier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Chappie, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewick. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewick caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping to jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Loramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Loramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym, set to bring you game two of this evening's action featuring Botkins and Layman Catholic. Game one went to Rushi easily over Triad. A continuous clock. Rushi won it in a big way. Rushi Raiders advance to a sectional championship game on Friday night. We'll take on the winner of this one between Botkins and Layman Catholic. We'll have continued play in the lower bracket on Thursday night with Jackson Center meeting Fairlawn in game one at 6. And then we'll cover the contest at 7:30 between Fort Loramie and Ansonia. We will have sectional finals for you on Friday and Saturday night. Those are 6 o'clock starts. 6 o'clock starts on Friday and Saturday night. Airtime 5:30 both evenings. Botkins, Layman Catholic, about 20 minutes away from starting here on scoresbroadcast.com. Botkins Trojans come into the contest 14-9 on the year, 7-5 in the Shelby County Athletic League. By way of record, Layman Catholic 15-8, 7-7 in the Three Rivers Conference, which was very competitive this season. Shelby County Athletic League always is, especially at the top among three or four teams. This year it was a four-team scramble, and Rushi and Jackson Center pulled away from Fort Loramie and Botkins, which wound up tied for third. Big game tonight. A lot of size on the floor, Chuck. 6'8", Justin Chapman, Donovan O'Leary goes 6'3", 6'3.5" for Layman Catholic. Carter Flyman, 6'5", Jordan Herzog, 6'4", leading the way for the Botkins Trojans.
Yeah, a lot of size. I'm going to give the advantage in athleticism to Botkins on the outside with Carter Flyman. He's the best player on the floor, but he likes to get to the rim. And at 6'8", Chapman is a pretty good shot blocker. They need to be aware of where he is. And the other one is O'Leary. Didn't have a great game in the first game of the tournament, but that kid is able to shoot the ball, so they're going to have to find him also.
You know, all of that said about the size on the floor in this game, who knows? It might be decided by a guard who gets hot. A lot of young players out on the floor at wings and guard positions. And I think of Colin Dosig of Botkins as a young man has really stepped up as the season has progressed. If he warms up, makes some three-point shots, that could be the margin of difference in this game right now. Keep in mind, Layman Catholic's got three-point shooters too, and they performed quite nicely against Newton in the Layman victory over the Indians, a game we covered here on Scores Broadcast.
Lachey had a nice game. He's a good basketball player. Only a freshman, but he doesn't play like one. So he's going to be a key. On the other side, besides Dosik, Rylan Paul been shooting really well the last few games for Botkins, and that is a good sign for them. The other one, Colton Plyman, starting to get more minutes, and he gives them a 6'4 big presence under the basket.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components. We've just touched on them. A lot of height for Layman Catholic, 6'8", 6'4". For Botkins, 6'5", 6'4". The guards will be important. A lot of youth on the perimeter. If somebody has a real good game shooting behind the arc, that might signify a win for that team. Carter Plyman, though, so slippery, so smooth, so experienced. He will be a difficult guarding assignment for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers here tonight. Key building components for these two teams. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Hey, you know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Meyer's, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Chuck, I want to give a shout-out to Jolene Renderly at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Her son, Ben, came in off the bench late in that first game tonight against Triad. Made a fine turnaround shot in the lane, about a 10 or 12-footer. So a shout-out to Jolene and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Son, Ben, yep. Basket late in the game in the opening contest here tonight.
It's fun to get in a tournament and score a basket. There's nothing more fun.
Everybody played for Rushi, the entire roster, a lot of minutes. It was a continuous clock first game. I've intentionally forgotten the final score, but it was
50. Beat them by 50 something.
It was a blowout. It was a rout for certain.
I want to say hi to Jody Sager. She told me she's going to be listening to us tonight.
All right.
So hey, Jody, have a soft drink for me.
How about to some hard liquor for you?
not while I'm doing the game.
Okay. Layman Catholic, Chuck, if it's going to take the next step in high school basketball, it's got to knock off a Shelby County Athletic League team with a winning league record. Hasn't done so since 13-14 when Layman beat Anna in the regular season, 71-63. Layman had some really potent clubs back in 10-11, 11-12, 12-13. Anna then went on to win the next 4 years by lopsided margins. In a tournament game here in 2011, Layman knocked out Rushi by a score of 69-57. Last time Layman has won a tournament game, a postseason tournament game, over an SCAL team that had a winning record during the season in league play.
Well, I'll tell you, back in the day, Layman had the most talented roster 3 years in a row. And 3 years in a row, they couldn't get out of Dayton.
I mentioned that 2010-11 season when Layman beat Rushi. Layman also beat Houston that year in the regular season. John Willoughby's Wildcats went on to go 20-6 and went to the state Final Four, lost in the semis at the shot to Harvest Prep. You were there with Jeff Bray.
Yep, that was my very first year of doing this.
We'll return with more from here at the Pickwick Arbery Gym. We're about 5 minutes away from the opening tip-off. It is Botkins and Layman Catholic. When the tournament draw came out, this was a game that everybody started to size up in the second round. Well, it's come to fruition. Layman here after beating Newton. Botkins here after beating Riverside. We'll return with more in a couple minutes. Jack with Chuck here at Pickwa. Botkins and Layman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News, with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to Facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Garber Gym on the campus of Piqua High School. Introductions of our starting lineups for these two teams tonight. Botkins under second-year head coach Phil Groves, Layman Catholic. Under fifth-year head coach Pat Carlisle. A couple of common opponents. Cavaliers beat Riverside twice in TRC action, 55-38 and 52-41. Trojans beat the Pirates two times, 66-43 last Friday in the tournament game. Excuse me, 66-43 last Friday in the tournament nightcap, and 61-46 in the regular season. The Botkins beat Newton 61-46 in the regular season. Lehman beat Newton twice, 7 points in overtime in early December, and then by 15 last Friday in the first game of the doubleheader. Interesting to point out, Lehman can be very, very good at times. Played high-powered Troy Christian to a couple of one-point setbacks during the regular season. Opening tip to start the game is one to Lehman Catholic, which has it guard Turner Lachey, a 5'10 freshman. Hands it off to teammate Daniel Carlisle, a 5'9 sophomore. Coming out to catch 30 feet away, Justin Chapman, who's a 6'8 senior. Handoff on the play to Deron Pride, the 6-foot sophomore. Driving layup, blocked away off the glass. Good rebound by Botkins, which comes storming down the floor and then sets up the attack.
Carter Plyman, and boy, he hammered that.
Carter Plyman displaying his athleticism, which Chuck talked about in the pregame, right away here at the start. Here's Plyman gunning a three from the top of the circle. No good. Long rebound to Brant Berger of Botkins. His left-handed triple off the iron, and the rebound comes down to Lehman Catholic. Botkins as Carter Plyman, 6'5 senior, 19 a game. Colin Dosick, Ryland Paul at guards. Sophomore, junior, respectively. Brant Berger at a wing, 6'2 senior. Jordan Herzog could be an X-factor tonight, a 6'4 junior. And right there is Herzog going to work on the inside and blocking the shot from Justin Chapman. Two blocks already for Botkins. Top of the circle, Ryland Paul on the arc to Carter Plyman. No score. We played 90 seconds. Defenses have looked good so far. Deep left corner, Dosick on top to Plyman for Botkins. Yeah, Chuck, when you stop and think that Troy Christian lost to Lehman twice by a single point, you're scratching your head saying, boy, how good can this Lehman team be on a given night?
I agree, but at the same time, Rushi beat Troy Christian by 23 points in the regular season.
There you go. Ball knocked out of bounds by Lehman below the rim. Botkins inbounds right corner. Here's Ryland Paul. He hurls up a three. It is no good, bouncing off the iron. Rebound down to Lachey, the guard for Lehman. Dosick picks up Lachey at the top of the circle. Here's Deron Pride at the elbow for the Cavaliers. Out back to Donovan O'Leary. Nobody scored. We played 2 minutes, 10 seconds. Lachey fakes the three, whoops, a whistle in the lane area, holding foul against Botkins, away from the action. First game tonight went to Rushi easily over Triad. So Rushi awaits this winner in a Friday night sectional championship game. Here is Lehman inbounding, Donovan O'Leary. O'Leary spinning into the lane, and the shot spins off the rim. Rebound Botkins, blazing a trail down the floor. Ryland Paul took it the last 50 feet to the iron and scored the layup.
He is playing with such confidence now in the last 5 or 6 games we've seen him play.
Yeah, Paul and Dosick at guard for Botkins have gotten better and better as the season has gone on. Here's O'Leary in the post, hands to Deron Pride. Back to O'Leary, deep left corner, trifecta off the heel. Long rebound, pinballed. Paul's got it for Botkins. 2-0 Trojans, 3 minutes gone. Here's Carter Plyman 30 feet away. Cross-court skip pass deflected, caught by Dosick. Dosick into the lane among the trees, ducks under, and banks it in. How about that? Botkins guard scored twice.
They got Chapman guarding Plyman. Plyman's playing perimeter. That means the 6'8 kids out there letting the guards get to the rim for Botkins.
4.5 to go, first quarter. It is 4-0 in favor of Botkins. Here's Deron Pride into the lane area. Awkward shot, hit the backboard, didn't touch the rim. Botkins down with a rebound. A long three by Berger! Berger! A Carter Plyman screen, and Brant Berger hoisted one in from 25 feet. Lehman needs a timeout, down a touchdown, 7-0. 3 minutes gone, opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Lehman trailing 7-0. 4:15 to go, opening period. Here's Lehman inbounding. It's thrown to the post to Chapman. Might have gotten away with a shuffle. He twisted and turned and laid it in off the window. Nice play by Chapman. After the timeout by head coach Carlisle, the Cavaliers got a nice deuce. And coming right back is Colin Dosick. Turkey, jerky move down the lane for Bodkins. Up and good. Nice motion offense by Bodkins.
He's had a nice couple of baskets. Lehman's going to have to change their defense, who they're guarding.
Donovan O'Leary in the lane. Flips right corner to Carlisle. Back to O'Leary. O'Leary checked now by Carter Plyman. Baseline right, Carlisle. Penetrates, flips it behind him to O'Leary, dumps it down baseline left to Pride. Pride goes to work, blocking foul against Botkins at the edge of the backboard just outside the paint. In the act of shooting, Duron Pride at the stripe for Lehman, which trails 9-2 here at the start. 3:28 to go in the opening period. It is a noisy, raucous Garbery gym. We are amongst the Botkins fans, so it will be loud. Free throw to Ron Pride is good. 9-3, Botkins leads.
No tops in the game. He's been on a real good shooting spree. Three-pointers for the Trojans.
Second shot by Pride. Got it. 9-4, Botkins. As Chuck noted, six-foot sophomore Noah Topp is in. Botkins down the floor, outside the arc on the left. It's Carter Plyman, steps right into a trifecta and drills it. 12-4, Botkins. After a cold first three possessions, Trojans have warmed up. 3 minutes to go, opening period. O'Leary, Carlisle, O'Leary mid-post, back to the basket. Starts to power to the rim, Plyman shuts him off. Now Chapman comes out 25 feet away. Goes to Duron Pride. Lehman having difficulty solving this Botkins defense. Uh-oh, Donovan O'Leary steps up. A line drive triple is right on the money. 12-7 Botkins. Here's a long three by J.J. Meyer of Botkins. It's off the flange. Rebound kicks to Carlisle of Lehman. 12-7 in favor of Botkins. Duron Pride, Carlisle left corner. Skip to cross to O'Leary. 2:12 to go, opening period. 5-point lead, Botkins. Pride wants to drive, shut off at the foul line, but Top. Real good defense by Botkins. O'Leary fakes left, goes right into the paint. Fires it to a teammate, right corner. Carlisle checks up a triple, strong. Weak side rebound, Dosick for Botkins. 12-7 Trojans. Herzog into the lane on the arc to J.J. Meyer, who's in off the bench. Meyer a 5'5 junior guard. Gave it up, got it back. Out top, 25 feet away, 15 feet away. Behind him to Herzog. No good. Off the back frame on a three. Long rebound to Dosick. He is flattened. Dosick's triple missed, but he was decked on the play. And Colin Dosick will get three at the free throw line with Botkins leading by five and a minute 29 to go in the first quarter. Dosick is good. Two more coming. 13-7 in favor of Botkins. Second shot by Dosick. No. Are you looking for work? Let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion hiring for many different positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion, 20 offices throughout Ohio, on Ohio Avenue in Sydney, by the way, in Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Go to applyohio.com. Register now. Applyohio.com. Spherion. It works. S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. Dosik was 2 of 3 at the free throw line for Bodkins, which is on top 14-7. A minute 8 to go in the first quarter. O'Leary penetrates the lane, leaves it in the right corner for Brunner, who's in. David Brunner in off the bench. Short on the shot. Rebound, Bodkins. Foul, Lehman.
On Chapman. That's his first. He pulled Colton Plyman down. The referee was looking.
Colton Plyman on the floor now for Bodkins, a 6'4 sophomore. Sets a high screen for Carter Plyman, who steps inside the arc and misses. Long rebound to Ron Pride of Lehman. 47 seconds to go, first quarter. 14-7, Bodkins. Lehman to midcourt. It's Lachey, 35 feet away. Gets a screen from O'Leary. Now Chapman. Chapman jettisons up a three, maybe out of his range. That was a 28-footer. It barely caught iron. Easy rebound to Bodkins. 14-7 Trojans, who will play 4-1. 19, 18, 17 ticks on the clock. Late first quarter. Pitch and catch. Plyman and J.J. Meyer. Here's Ryland Paul with 10, with 9. Now Carter handles against Donovan O'Leary. Running, shooting, missing. Big rebound by Chapman. 2 seconds left. Backcourt to Lachey. 60-footer online, but short. First quarter closes. Bodkins 14, Lehman Catholic 7 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors. They include Osgood Bank, locations in Osgood and Chickasaw, in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Thank you, Osgood Bank. Been a several-year sponsor now here on scoresbroadcast.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, osgoodbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. We start the second period. Bodkins leads 14-7. Here's Colin Dosik outside the arc of the left to Carter Plyman. Chapman guards him. Plyman got away with a walk. Gave it up in the corner to Paul. Back to Plyman. Fakes left, goes right. Keep in mind, Chapman's already got one foul. Foul line left, it's Paul to Dosik. And he slivers down the lane. Missed it, no good. Loose ball, rebound, right corner. Goes to Lachey of Lehman. Knocked away by Paul in backcourt. Saves it to Dosik. What a hustle play. Off to Plyman. Nearly stolen by Deron Pride of Lehman, who fouls.
A foul on Pride. Got a little over-anxious on the ball.
7:24 to go here in the second quarter. Bodkins leads Lehman Catholic by a score of 14-7. Inbounding the basketball, deep left corner, Carter Plyman on the arc to Dosik. Gets a screen from Berger, doesn't shoot. Now Carter Plyman handles, goes to work on O'Leary, backs him down below the foul stripe. Right corner, Herzog. Yes! Yes! It's a 3-ball for Herzog. 17-7, Bodkins. A minute gone, second quarter. Trojans a double-digit margin, shooting the 3-ball pretty well. Elbow on the left. It's Brunner for Lehman. Out high to O'Leary. 25 feet away, Carlisle. Very errant pass intended in the paint for O'Leary. Picked off by Dosick down the floor to Herzog. Herzog below the rim on the arc to Carter Plyman. Hop, skipping and jumping into the lane. Up and good. Up and good. And a foul.
That was what I meant by the best athlete on the floor.
Oh, that was a special move. He was fouled to boot. He's at the charity stripe. 19-7, Botkins. Lehman unable to guard him so far, Chuck.
After the bump, he switched the ball to his left hand and laid it in. Very athletic move.
Free throw good. It is 20-7 in favor of Botkins, which fouls in a pressure defense in backcourt. Matt Dosick's got a couple, and he goes and sits down. Colin Dosick on the bench for the Trojans, who lead it by 13 points.
He had a six-point first quarter.
Six and a half to go here in the second period. At midcourt with the ball, it is Chapman for Lehman. Gives it up on the play to Carlisle, 25 feet away. Dribbling, head of the key, lets it go. Got it! 20-10. 20-10. Botkins' lead is 10. Had been 13, biggest of this game. Here's J.J. Meyer straight away to Brant Berger for Botkins. Goes to the foul line. Midcourt now, the Pickwick Indians logo to Plyman. Donovan O'Leary checks him hard in the top of the circle. A weave to Herzog. Steps back, doesn't shoot. J.J. Meyer cross-court to Carter Plyman. Fakes left, goes right. Squeezes into the lane. Fades and misses. Did not get the roll. He was doubled by O'Leary and Chapman. Almost made it. 20-10, Botkins, 5:41 to go, second quarter. Dribble drive, Lachey, good shot, fake in the lane. Foul, Herzog. Couple of free throws for Lehman. Botkins led 20-7 with 5:55 to go in the second. Three-point field goal by Lehman. Free throw by Lehman missed. Second of two for Lachey. Botkins in the road black. Off-white numbers. White and gold trim down the sides of the shorts. Lehman Catholic, white from top to bottom. Blue numerals outlined in gold. Second free throw by Lachey. Bounces around, and it's in there. 22-11. Botkins up 9, 4 straight by Lehman. Ryland Paul, 30 feet away, down the left side to top. Carter Plyman, head of the key, picked up by Donovan O'Leary. Switching man-to-man by Lehman. O'Leary right now is on Carter Plyman. Far right wing, it's Berger. Straightaway Herzog, who's coming off a made triple. Carter Plyman behind the screen, doesn't shoot. Barrels down the right side of the lane. Chapman got a piece of it. Good defensive play by Chapman. 5 minutes to go. Second quarter, loose ball went to Lehman. 20-11, Botkins. Here's Lachey down the right side of the lane. Gives it to Carlisle. Back out to Turner Lachey. Lachey, a 5'10 frosh. Boy, is he really matured.
Yeah, he's going to be a good player in the future, I'll tell you that.
Sure is. Carlisle to Chapman. He's 5 feet from center court. The 6'8 Chapman gives it up to Lachey. Here's O'Leary, shot fake. 20-11, Botkins. 4:25 to go, second quarter. O'Leary out of the left corner. Pops it in. Pops it in. O'Leary from downtown. Seven straight by Lehman. Carter Plyman throws to Ryland Paul. A good one from behind the arc. Timeout called by Botkins. Stopping the 7-0 run by Lehman. Three-pointer by the Trojans. 4:12 to go in the second. 23-14 Botkins on scores, broadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged by day and time. Delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday, 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. And guess what? A moving screen set by Justin Chapman of Layman Catholic, foul number two.
He did a little bit. I guess you can't discriminate as a referee. You got to call what you see.
Here is Botkins up nine with the ball. Head led 20-7. Layman cut it to 20-14. Botkins answered with three. Dipsy Dew maneuver in the paint by Carter Plyman. Backboard rim came out, and Layman snags the rebound.
He's getting to the rim. He's just not dropping for him right now.
3:32 to go, second quarter. Yep, Carter Plyman is penetrating the paint area. He's getting to the basket, as Chuck noted. Layman so far no real answer. Cavaliers need a bucket here. Down nine. 3:14 to go in the second quarter. They've got to get Justin Chapman going. He's in the paint area. Turns, fades, a one-hander, hits the rim. Rebound batted. Ryland Paul traces it down for Botkins.
Chapman needs to be careful not to get that third foul on a rebound.
Wheeling and dealing. Carter Plyman partially blocked. Chapman got a piece of it again. Good defensive play by him. Carter was out of control that time. Deep right corner, it's Lachey, going to work with Meyer. Bank shot from 10 feet, got it. That real good freshman guard, Turner Lachey,
yep,
for the Cavaliers. 23-16, Botkins. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Carter Plyman, deep left corner, Ryland Paul. Elbow on the left, 15-footer, hard off the back frame. Good rebound by Herzog. Botkins controls. Up seven, 2:14 to go in the second. Here's Herzog going to work on Chapman, knowing he's got two fouls. He rimmed the 10-footer. The board to O'Leary. Important stretch here for Layman, late second quarter.
Well, I like attacking Chapman. He's having done a good job of not picking up the foul.
Here's Lachey, here's O'Leary. Deep left corner, Brunner into Chapman. He's doubled, turns, hooks it, missed it. Rebound down to Plyman of Botkins. Plyman, forecourt right, goes to work on O'Leary. Dropped the ball off his leg. It goes out of bounds. Right now, Chuck, Carter Plyman trying to do a bit too much.
He is trying to do too much, and there's a lot of size in there when he gets to the rim.
And,
I mean, O'Leary's 6'5".
Yep, and he's a solid young man, real good football player.
Quarterback, right?
Yep. Minute 38 to go here in the first half. 23-16. Botkins leads Layman by 7. It was 20-7. Straight away, O'Leary. Key possession, Cavaliers. Lachey foul line. Back to Chapman. Colton Plyman on Chapman right now. Posting up as O'Leary. He's doubled. 8 feet away. Twisting. Ducks around Herzog. He's got it. O'Leary for two. Layman within five. 23-18, a minute to go, first half. Yep, Layman survived a knockout punch from Botkins. Layman once trailed 20-7. Herzog probes the paint. He took steps.
They called the second travel. He traveled twice.
54.7 to go here in the first half. 23-18. in favor of Botkins. O'Leary rolls it inbounds to Lachey at midcourt. Lachey's done a lot of ball handling, and it's been slick for Lehman Catholic. He's run the show. He gets a screen out high from Chapman. Lachey into the lane on the arc to Chapman. Now to O'Leary. Left corner, Brenner. 38 seconds to go. First half. Botkins up five. Cross court pass to Lachey. He is belted to the floor. Second foul on Paul. He and Dosik, two each.
Each, yeah. Both guards, two fouls. So Meyer, J.J. Meyer, a good ball handler. He's a good shooter if he can get his feet set. And then you got Top. So you got a couple of youngsters out there that haven't played a lot together.
And you might expect them to get a lot of minutes tonight if the fouls continue to mount up for Botkins. 26 seconds to go, first half. Botkins up 5, 23-18. Here's Chapman, here's Brunner, top of the circle. Near side pass to Lachey, picked up by J.J. Meyer. Brunner weaves to Carlisle. 12, 11, 10. What are we going to do here? Lachey retreats to the Piqua logo at midcourt with 5 to play. Lachey against J.J. Meyer. Foul line jump shot, much too hard. Rebound right corner, Herzog and Botkins, and that'll do it. Well, Botkins scored one bucket. Final 3.5 of the second quarter. Lehman was down 20-7. Lehman closed the first half, outscoring Botkins 11-3 to get the Cavaliers back into the thick of it. We are at the halftime break, 23-18, Botkins over Lehman. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. 4 convenient locations, Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers at Osgood Bank near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business. The stylists are Kathy Wilson, Chris Siegel, and Renee Mesher. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Our experience, 40 years of it, your style. You tell us what you want. We'll help you create that style at Cutaway. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Halftime at Piqua's Garbery Gym, 23-18. Botkins over Lehman. Rushi routed Triad in game one. Rushi awaits this winter in a Friday night 6 p.m. sectional championship game. Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Botkins had a big cushion, but it was shaved down to 5.
Well, Lehman did a nice job of weathering the storm, the first run by Botkins, and you're right, got themselves right back in the game, 5-point game. Botkins surprisingly has a 15-11 rebounding advantage, 3 offensive rebounds for the Trojans. Cavaliers have none. 3 of 4 from the free throw line for Lehman, also 3 of 4 Botkins. The Trojans turned it twice. Lehman turned it 3 times. Neither team having any trouble handling the basketball. Individual scoring for Lehman. They were led by O'Leary with 8. And they got 6 from Lachey. Then they got 2 each from Deron Pride and Justin Chapman. They scored 7 and 11, 18 for the first half. Botkins had Carter Plyman and Colin Dosik with 6 each. They got 5 from Ryland Paul, 3 from Berger, 3 from Herzog. They scored 14 and 9. They lead it 23-18 at the half.
Again, Chuck, the foul situation is what?
Well, the biggest thing is you got Chapman with two. You got, on the other side, you got Dosik and Paul both with two. They got to try to play good defense without getting that third foul, because then you got to start backing off a little bit. And that's not how you want to play defense in a sectional tournament game.
I thought Lehman did a pretty good job on Carter Kleiman in that second quarter. He got into the paint, but boy, he was walled up by a couple of Lehman defenders often.
Well, they switched it up. They had Chapman started the game guarding him, and now that did was bring Chapman away from the basket. They brought O'Leary to guard him. Then that way they had Chapman back helping when he got to the rim. Good defensive change by the Cavaliers.
Bodkin's up by 5, 23-18. That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and American Architectural Glass on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.oh.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Bodkin's, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Bodkin's.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bodkin's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Bodkin's. Building excellence.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name. There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We welcome you back to Piqua's Garbage Gym, seconds away from the start of the third quarter of this upper bracket second round sectional game between Layman Catholic and Botkins. Trojans lead 23-18. We start the third quarter of play. Layman Catholic with the ball on the arc. It's Turner Lachey, the superb freshman guard, now to Deron Pride. Deron Pride dribbled, gave it back to Lachey. Pitch and catch on the arc for Layman. Justin Chapman comes out to get it. Now to Pride. Wants to curl. Go to the rim. Can't. Inside to Chapman. Shot fake. Goes up a second time. Scores. Off the window over Herzog.
That was nice. Good footwork that time. Got himself squared. Nice shot.
Very well done. And as Botkins enters the half court, we've got a screen set by Botkins. It is in motion, a moving screen, foul. 23-20, Layman down three with the ball.
I'm not sure what Berger was thinking that time.
Yep, he clearly was not stationary. Deep right corner, O'Leary. Chapman sets a screen for Lachey to Carlisle. Into Chapman. Chapman leans in against Herzog and attracts a two-shot foul. Oh, that's the objective, A number one, for Layman coming out of the halftime break. Hammer the ball down inside to big 6'8", Justin Chapman. He's got a basket already in the first 52 seconds. Couple of free throws here, and he rattles it in. Layman's within two, 23-21. Botkins once led 20-7. Chapman rimmed it. Rebound, Brant Berger. Backcourt to Herzog. 1 minute gone, third quarter. Deep three by Ryland Paul. No good, off the back iron. Fine rebound, though, by Herzog. Reverse layup try blocked by Layman. Donovan O'Leary, or Justin Chapman, got a mitt on it. Loose ball to Layman. A chance to tie or take the lead. 6:45 to go here in the third quarter. Deron Pride, 30 feet away, goes to O'Leary. Picked up by Plyman. Now Pride. Pride on the bounce. Screen set by Chapman. Pride stops the dribble. Here's O'Leary. Closer to center circle to the head of the key. Now Lachey. Lachey walks to the timeline and resets the attack. O'Leary to Pride. Far left flank. Picked up by Berger. Here's O'Leary. Pride cuts to the basket. Great pass. Great pass. O'Leary to Pride. Layup good. We are tied at 23. scintillating play right there.
Yeah, that was well set up and a great pass.
23-23 deadlock. Top of the circle. Open player. Dosik for Botkins. No good. Off the back iron. Chapman muscles for the rebound with Herzog. It's ruled a tie-up. Arrow favors Botkins.
Dosik did not have his feet set on that shot at all. He was still kind of moving as he shot it. Botkins needs to calm down a little bit. They're in a basketball game, and they need to find their footing.
Lehman in a 16-3 run, overlapping the second and third quarters. Ball inbound to deep right corner, Carter Plyman. Ball high overhead, goes to work on O'Leary, into the paint. Cross-court pass to Paul for a triple. It lipped the rim. Rebound batted by Plyman to midcourt. Scooped up by Pride. Knocked away by Dosik. Off of Pride. Out of bounds. Botkins ball. 5:35 left here in the third. Botkins 23, Lehman 23.
That was a great hustle by Pride that time. He just couldn't quite get to the ball to get control of it.
One field goal by Botkins in the last 6 minutes. Here's a drive on the play by Top. Top scoots down the left side of the lane, flings it to the rim. In and out, no, but a foul on Lehman.
They've only made 7 baskets for the game, 3 in the second quarter.
Noah Top shooting for Botkins, and he missed. Fouled in the act of shooting. 2 for him. Here's the second one. He eyes the bucket. It's airborne. It's good. Botkins leads by 1, 24-23. 5:24 left to go here in the third quarter. Lehman at the timeline. It's Lachey. Near side pass, Carlisle on top, Donovan O'Leary. Carter Plyman sticks to him. Lachey behind the screen, shoots over Dosik. It's good! Turner Lachey, 26-footer. Wow. He pumped that one up into the stratosphere here at the Garber Gym. And it came right down through all court to give Lehman a 2-point bulge. 26-24. Carter Plyman slides into the lane, gives it on the arc to Dosik. What a run by Lehman, which trailed 20-7, 19-4 stretch. Dosik pulls the string on a 10-footer in the paint. He shook free, but blew the shot, and Lehman's got the board. Lachey to midcourt, Lehman up 2. Lachey down the right side of the lane. Deep right corner 3 by Carlisle. Off the flange, over the back on Chapman on the rebound, and that is number 3.
Not a good shot. Not the shot they wanted. They got the 2-point lead. Not the person you want shooting the 3 in that situation.
4:19 to go, third quarter. Lehman 26, Botkins 24. Halfway through the second quarter, Botkins led 20-7. The last 7.5 minutes, all Lehman. Carter Plyman palms the ball, top of the circle. Gives it up to Paul. Herzog straight away. Chapman with 3 fouls on him. Carter Plyman pops out to shoot the 3. Way short. Line drive jumper didn't get there. Rebound to Chapman of Lehman. Backcourt to Lachey. Boy, this Turner Lachey, freshman man, has he improved over the course of the year for Lehman. On a weave to Carlisle. Back to Lachey. Coming out to catch is Chapman. On him, Herzog. Paul picks up Lachey, top of the circle. Now Duran Pride. Here's Lachey, foul line. Stripped on the play by Paul. Throws it down the floor. Picked off by Pride. Pride intercepts for Lehman. Cross court to O'Leary. Shot fake. Elbow. Into the lane. Doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the arc to Lachey. 3:12 to go. Third quarter. Botkins down 2. Here's Duran Pride. Left side pass, Lachey popping out to catch is Chapman. Straight away, Lachey. Near side pass, Pride. On a weave, it's Carlisle. Picked up by Ryland Paul. Chapman 25 feet out. Herzog guards him. Here's Duran Pride. Sliding down the lane, left corner, O'Leary. Guns the 3, it rattled out. Rebound, Botkins. 2-point lead, Lehman. Herzog in the left corner. Head coach Phil Groves takes a timeout. Botkins down two late in the third.
I think we're seeing how Lehman played Troy Christian within one twice.
Yep.
This is not the same team we saw play Covington way back early in the season.
Nope, not at all. Hey, don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, has got savings for you on DeWalt Power Tools. And you get free granite countertops with the purchase of kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. 50% savings compared to the big box stores at Jackson Center Pro Hardware on kitchen cabinets. 13 colors and styles to choose from. And don't forget, big savings coming on white and gray shaker cabinets. They'll be in stock in the store in about 3 weeks. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware here on scoresbroadcast.com. Final 2:37, third quarter of this game. Botkins Trojans, one bucket in the last 9 minutes. Possession Botkins, left of the basket. Carter Plamen pounds the basketball, looks to pitch it in play, lobs to Herzog. Herzog owns the last field goal for Botkins, a three. Carter Plamen in the paint, dumps it down to Colton Plamen, baseline right. Boy, Carter could have taken that one.
Yep.
Deep right corner, Paul skips it cross court to Herzog. He dances through the paint. A nice step through. Shot is on the rim. Won't go. It lingered. Fell off. Foul. Lehman. Herzog gets two.
They need to take advantage of Chapman being on the bench with his third foul. They need to get to the rim. I don't know why Carter Plamen did not shoot the last time he had the ball down there.
Yeah, that was uncharacteristic. He had a good look from about 7 feet. Brunner on the floor now for Lehman. Chapman is out. Herzog misses the free throw badly.
They only shoot like 64% as a team from the free throw line. Not very good.
David Brunner on the floor now for Lehman, trying to spell Chapman for the fourth quarter. Chapman missed them both, or I should say Herzog missed them both. Second one was close. It lipped the rim. It would not stay in the cylinder. Lehman snatched the rebound. Wow, what a drought for Botkins. 10.5 minutes, one field goal. 26-24 Lehman. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. On the arc, Lachey. Here's Deron Pride. Back to Lachey, a weave to Carlisle. Popping out to catch is Pride. Pride on the bounce. Handoff on the play to Carlisle, over guarding against the Botkins Trojans. Three on Ryland Paul.
That was the third one on Paul. He stuck a hand in. He's not going to get away with that.
No atop. Back to Botkins.
No atop. Back on the floor now for the Trojans. Lehman inbounds with 1:44 to go here in the third quarter. Lehman in front but two. 26-24. Straight away is Lachey, now O'Leary. Botkins has done a good job on O'Leary. It's other players who have hurt the Trojans. A poor pass to Brunner in the corner. Swiped on the play by Botkins. Trojans need a bucket here. 1:20 to go, third quarter. Carter Plamen, right corner, motors to the rim, all the way to the rack, got it for two. Tied up at 26, Carter Plamen took everything into his own hands there. He steamrolled to the rim from 35 feet away, would not be denied. 26-26 stalemate. 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. Donovan O'Leary straight away with the ball. Retreats to the Indians logo. Team fouls, three each club. Three each way. O'Leary dribbles. Uses precious time off the clock. Goes right corner to Brenner. Brenner on the bounce. Hangs on. Looks for a teammate. Throws it out to Turner Lachey. He'll walk around with it while dribbling. Down to 19, 18. Lachey spin move in the lane. Ducks under Dosik. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound by Botkins. Foul. Pride. Midcourt on Kleiman. It's common. 11.6 to go. Boy, Lachey almost made a terrific flipper from his knees.
But he also made a freshman mistake because you don't want to shoot the ball with 16 seconds to go in the quarter when you're tied. Take that last, you don't make it. Botkins doesn't have a chance to take the lead.
Yep, he shot it too soon, that's for sure. 26-26 tie. 7 seconds to go, third quarter. Carter Kleiman's at midcourt. We're down to four. We're down to three. He's 30 feet away. He can't shoot it. Passes to a teammate, and the shot is late. Wouldn't have counted. Missed anyway. Poor planning by Botkins. Both teams goofed up at the end of the third quarter. End of three. 26-26. Botkins and Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Hey, don't forget, big savings on high-quality furniture always at Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Goffney family-owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Furniture.com. Here's a drive to start the fourth quarter by Turner Lachey. Boy, that was slick with the left hand below the rim. Scored among the trees from Botkins. Well done.
He's got 11. They weren't planning on him having 11.
Here's Carter Kleiman, top of the circle. He fumbled the ball. O'Leary down the court for Lehman. A driving layup is good. Foul on Kleiman. Lehman by four. 40 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. A Turner Lachey bucket. It was superbly done by him to start action in the fourth. And then a bust out by O'Leary. Botkins got careless. O'Leary with a layup, pounded from behind by Carter Kleiman. Lehman at the stripe, a chance to go up five.
Kleiman compounded the fact he got picked at midcourt. If you're not going to knock him to the floor and make him shoot two free throws, then you don't go up and foul him.
The free throw by Lehman is way off to the right. The rebound is jammed out of bounds by Lehman. Botkins will bring it down the floor, trailing 30-26 now. Botkins with an amazing total of 6 points for Botkins in about the last, 13 minutes of this game. Six points.
Offensively, they've just been stagnant as heck. They give Lehman credit.
Carter Kleiman, foul line jumper, lot of rim, it's good. He got a favorable roll, shot it in traffic, was well guarded. Botkins gets an immediate timeout. We'll take a break, Chuck. A minute gone, fourth quarter. Lehman up 2, 30-28 on scores broadcast Shelbycounty.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Yep, Lehman Catholic will take it out of bounds down to our left. Boy, this game really switched. Botkins led 20-7 at one point midway through the second quarter. Lehman took command seconds ago, 30-26. Botkins got a field goal from Carter Plyman. Still a two-point game in favor of Lehman. What a rebound by the Cavaliers, who trailed the 13. Here's O'Leary into Chapman in the lane. He's doubled. He's tripled. He lost it. He got it back. Shot is blocked. We've got a wild melee for a loose ball. No foul. No foul. Arrow. Botkins. Boy, Chapman almost got his fourth.
He got fouled twice trying to get the ball up to the rim, and then he fouled on the defensive rebound.
Yep. Yeah, Chapman was clearly clobbered in the act of shooting. Then he fouled twice trying to get the rebound. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Botkins down two. Carter Plyman, baseline drive. Very sloppy pass, cross court, intercepted by Turner Lachey.
He might have the name Clancy mentioned in the after game.
Yep, Lachey over the timeline. Yeah, Botkins is just not playing what I would call a real intelligent game.
No, not at all.
Outside the arc on the right, it is Chapman for Lehman. Four team fouls each way. Lehman leads by two, 30-28. Lachey straightaway is available. Goes foul line, not guarded, and he scores it. Where did Botkins go on defense?
Two people left him, and he's in. Hey, wait a minute. He's got 13 now. The kid's been outstanding.
Give Lehman all kinds of credit. Cavaliers have played well. Dosik, baseline drive. On the arc to Herzog. 25-footer blocked by Chapman. Scooped up on the play by Botkins. Tipped away by Lehman. Botkins gets it back. Layup is good by Carter Plyman.
Wow, that was good hustle, but Lehman had every chance to corral that ball, and he just didn't do it.
It is 32-30. Lehman by two, 5:03 to go here in the fourth quarter.
I'm not sure why the clock's running and they rolled the ball. That's going to get you a 10-second call. I don't know what they were thinking. Luckily, they were smart enough to call timeout.
Yeah, Lehman was up four, 32-28, 30 seconds ago. Botkins chopped it right back down to two. 5.5 remaining in the fourth. We'll have to double-check the scoreboard after the countdown. It may be closer to 5 minutes remaining. I'd like to remind you that we offer you peace of mind, being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect. Roderman Insurance, located in Fort Loramie, protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. We all live in a busy world today, and agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax. Yep, relax with Roderman. We'll do what it takes at Roderman Insurance to walk you through a claim, giving you peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss. We love helping people protect what is most important to them at Roderman, and we make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price. Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie, a part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is also located in Sydney and Piqua, online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie, 295-2131, 295-2131. 4:45 to go in the game, Chuck. Lehman's possession after Botkins knocked it out. Here's Pride, dangerously close to midcourt. Hands it off to Brunner. Chapman comes out to catch. Carlisle on the bench at the moment. Here's Lachey, head of the key. Fine 13-point night for him. He's been the cog for the Lehman Catholic Cavaliers. Five team fouls on Botkins. 4:20 to go in the fourth. Lehman 32, Botkins 30.
I like the five that Lehman has on the floor right now. I think it's solid.
In the last 17 minutes of this game, Botkins has scored 7 points. That's in excess of two quarters of play, seven. Here is Lehman dribbling at the timeline. It's Lachey. This was once a 20-7 game. Oh, Lachey has it poked away from behind. Nice play by Dosik or Ryland Paul. The ball flew into the hands of a Botkins player. Carter Plyman isolating against O'Leary. Pivots. Wants the duck under. Good double team by Pride, but he fouled him. Looked like a good call. But Carter Plyman here in the tournament's not shot free throws well.
Not well at all. They sure need him tonight.
He was hit on the arm in the act of shooting. And this free throw hits the front rim, the backboard, and it trickles in.
That was really short. You could tell when it left his hand it was short.
32-31, Lehman up one. Carter Plyman for the tie. Swish! Swish! 3:39 to go, fourth quarter. Four straight points by Botkins. We're tied up at 32. Boy, this smells like an overtime, Chuck.
It's going to go down to the wire, that's for sure.
Here's Pride, O'Leary, elbow on the left with the ball for Lehman. Out of Pride, 30 feet away. He goes baseline, short corner, almost took it to the rim. Feeds Chapman, Chapman down the lane. Oh, he missed a gimme. He had one from 2 feet and blew it.
Wow.
Rebound Botkins, Plyman head of the key. Botkins trying to take advantage of that break.
Chapman got a nice move to the rim, and I don't know how he missed that.
Nope. 3 minutes to go, tied up at 32. Colton Plyman, far right side to Dosik. To Colton Plyman, straight away Herzog. Near wing, Ryland Paul. Colton Plyman. Will anybody shoot it here but Carter Plyman? 30 feet away, 25 feet away. Plyman nearly walked on the arc to Herzog for a triple. Off the flange, rebound Chapman to Pride, and Lehman's got it. 2:28 to go.
That was a good look, just didn't drop.
O'Leary to midcourt for Lehman. Tie game at 32. 2:24 left. Lehman takes a timeout. We'll keep it right here and let you know all about Anna Market, which offers you Chairman's Reserve meats, the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork. The Anna Market, the only market around within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. The strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine right at home. Make it first class. Serve from the Anna Market. Shop at the Anna Market today. Chairman's Reserve meats. Hey, you better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs, too. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, coolants, metal working fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Burke supplies propane, the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers at 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery online at Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work. Over-guarding foul on the arc committed by Ryland Paul of Botkins, and I think that's number four. 16 fouls on Botkins.
Well, they called it on. Okay, he said dosing. It was on. It was on Paul.
Scoreboard says Ryland Paul.
It was. That's his fourth.
The public address made a mistake and said it was on Dosick. Layman Catholic is now in the bonus. 2 minutes to go in the game, tied at 32. Here's Deron Pride in the left corner. On top to Donovan O'Leary. He stops his dribble. Pass it to Lachey. Acrobatic catch by him. Right wing Brunner. Chapman's out high, top of the circle. Deep right corner, Brunner, a minute 45 to go. Here's O'Leary, elbow in the right, spin move in the lane. Left-handed hook shot is in and out. It went below the rim, might have touched the netting, came out. How that missed, I'll never know.
What a great move and shot that was by O'Leary for not getting anything out of it.
He almost nailed it with the left hand. A minute 26 to go. Botkins and Lehman tied. Ryland Paul had a screen. He didn't launch the three. Gave it to Colton Kleiman. 5 fouls on Lehman. Minute 15 to go. Herzog straight away to Dosick. Chapman hooked him. Fouled him. 4. It is not the bonus. Not the bonus. A minute 10 to go in the fourth. Botkins 32, Lehman 32. Lehman's not scored in close to 3 minutes. Lehman had a 4-point lead, 32-28. Right around the 4-minute mark. Here is Carter Plyman inbounding. Both teams in the 1-on-1. Out high to Dosick, right side Herzog, picked up by Chapman. How many fouls on Chapman, Chuck?
He's got 4.
Chapman's got 4. Ryland Paul's got 4. Carter Plyman to Paul. 58 seconds to go. Unless Botkins gets a layup, Chuck, you hold it for 1.
I don't think any. Yeah, I think you definitely have to.
Maybe you'll get a chance to go to the stripe. Bonus situation each way. J.J. Meyer to Herzog. 42 seconds to go. Right side pass to Carter Plyman against Donovan O'Leary. Carter into the lane to Herzog. Spin move. 7-footer. It is bouncing. No good. Rebound Carter Plyman. He takes it out of trouble.
Wow, good rebound, man.
Carter Plyman didn't go back up with the shot. He was handcuffed by two defenders. Instead, he dribbled to the arc. 17, 16, 15, tie game, 32-32. Botkins Lehman, final 9 seconds. Carter Plyman against O'Leary. Baseline, 7 feet away, short corner on the arc to Herzog. J.J. Meyer shoots the three. J.J. Meyer shoots the three at the buzzer. Botkins wins! Botkins wins! J.J. Meyer!
Woo! What an unlikely hero that was! Great shot!
Botkins defeats Lehman 35-32. J.J. Meyer was on the floor. Ryland Paul had 4 fouls. J.J. Meyer launched a 3. He was the last young man to receive the ball with under 2 seconds to go. He had no choice but to shoot it. He was not guarded closely, and he nailed a 26-footer perfectly.
Tell you what, we've said 3-point shot by Meyer for quite a few years. That was a great win right there, and a wonderful shot by J.J. Meyer.
It was Jamison Meyer season after season. In fact, Jamison had a couple of big triples late in the state semifinal 2 years ago against Richmond Heights, which enabled Botkins to nip Richmond Heights 44-40 here tonight in a sectional semifinal. J.J. Meyer, last man on the floor to touch the ball in regulation, let one fly. He zeroed in from long range, and Botkins wins it by 3, 35-32. Lehman goes scoreless for nearly the last 4 minutes of this game.
This was a game of big scoring droughts by both teams. That's why you got a final score of 35-32. Nobody held the ball. Everybody shot the ball. Just not very good shooting percentages tonight.
Chuck, let's take a break. Excuse me as I get my voice back. Let's take a break. Maybe Mutual Federal, one of our new underwriting sponsors.
Well, I played them once. You want them again?
Yeah. Yeah, they deserve it. local Sydney sponsor, a new one, Mutual Federal, South Main in Sydney. Also, not South Main in Sydney, locations in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. Mutual Federal, new underwriting sponsor. Botkins wins by three. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, the Botkins Trojans score the final 7 points here tonight over the last nearly 4 minutes and come from behind, rally to edge Lehman Catholic by a final tally of 35-32. Lehman led 32-28 with under four to go in the fourth. At one point, Botkins was in the lead 20-7 about halfway through the second quarter, and then the next 17-18 minutes of playing time totally dominated by Lehman. Lehman inched out to a couple or three, four-point advantages in the fourth quarter of this game, but could not quite withstand Prosperity. Didn't score last 4 minutes. I tell you what, Lehman had a couple of shots, one by Justin Chapman in the lane, and one from 10 feet away, sort of a left-hander by Donovan O'Leary, somewhat unorthodox, but it was in, disappeared below the iron.
Both of them.
Snapped out. Chapman's danced on the iron, hit every centimeter of the ring. It didn't go in. If either one of those go in, we may have a different result. Botkins would have been playing from behind in the last minute or 90 seconds. But thrilling ball game, setting the stage for Botkins and Rushi on Friday night at 6. Keep in mind now, 6 o'clock tip, airtime 5:30 on Friday night. Rushi blew out Triad in the first game tonight, which we did not cover. Second game, a thriller won by Botkins in a photo finish, 35-32. And one of our great underwriting sponsors, Dickman Supply. Located in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Dickman, large enough to offer competitive pricing, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Dickman with premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. From lighting to conduit, Dickman's got a wide range of products in stock, ready to ship at a great price. DickmanSupply.com. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Not a whole lot of scoring. Defenses were very, very good. And down the stretch, each possession was prized. Each team held the ball and wanted the premium shot. Fortunately for Lehman, they got a couple. Neither one went in.
They did. And I'll tell you what, Carter Plyman hitting those two free throws there in the fourth quarter, that was huge. He tied the ball game up, and then that set the stage for J.J. Meyer. 26-16 rebounding advantage for Botkins. Lehman did not have an offensive rebound in the game.
Mm.
Botkins had seven, six turnovers for the Cavaliers, five for the Trojans, 6-10 from the free throw line. For Botkins, Lehman 4-7. Turner Lachey, 13 points. Kid was terrific. He is the Clancy's player of the game on the Lehman side. And Carter Plyman with 14. And then the next closest was Dosik, 6. He had them all in the first quarter. So Carter Plyman and J.J. Meyer are my Clancy's players of the game for Botkins.
J.J. Meyer with the three to win it. Was that his only shot of this game, I wonder?
Yes,
I think it was.
It absolutely was.
Yeah, and he made sure it was perfect, one for one. Last one to touch the ball with under 2 seconds to go, and it went in. And then the buzzer sounded. There was nothing Lehman could do.
Well, he got his feet set on the top of the key. They Plyman wanted it. They really cut him off, and he did a good. He brought it out to Herzog. Herzog found Meyer on the top of the key. Perfect.
Yep. Defense had shaded left. Meyer was open, straight on. He let it fly, buried it. Yeah, there's Jamison Meyer from Botkins here at this game tonight. He's down on the floor helping Piqua Athletic Director Chip Hare put chairs and benches away from side court. We'll take a two-minute break. Clancy's underwrites our star of the game. Congrats to J.J. Meyer of Botkins. Who got the award for Lehman Turner, Lachey?
Yes, he was terrific and only a freshman.
Two fine choices. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Well, Chuck, we got so used to saying, here's a three by Jamison Meyer. The name Meyer just rolled off her tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Again here tonight, a buzzer beater by J.J. Meyer off the bench for Botkins to beat Lehman 35-32 in a down-to-the-wire photo finish. Trojan scored the last seven over the final 3 minutes and 50 seconds or so to pull this thing out of the fire and earn a matchup with Rushi on Friday night at 6. 6 o'clock start now at 5:30 airtime. Tomorrow evening, or I should say on Thursday evening, we've got Fort Loramie here against Ansonia in the 7:30 tilt, Jackson Center Fairlawn in the 6 o'clock game. Those two winners come back then on Saturday at 6 for the lower bracket sectional championship. You know, for a brand to stand out, it's got to be trusted. It can't be perceived as any other store or website. That's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center. Agents Greg and Ryan Woolley offer individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Allen Ball is independent, includes firms like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, which retains the small-town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance a call, 937-596-6712. They'll be happy to meet with you, to know you, to understand your needs. Trust and count on AllenBaughInsurance.com, A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person with a handshake. No game tomorrow night, no coverage tomorrow evening. Back here at about 7 on Thursday for the Redskins and the Tigers. That should be a real scrap.
Could be.
A real scrap in the den here at the Garber Gym.
Yeah, it could be.
Tigers and Redskins.
Yep. I mean, Lormie got to stay out of foul trouble, but Ansonia's never seen a team, and a team this year that plays defense like Lormie does the entire game. So, and if Lormie gets in foul trouble, it could come down to the wire again.
Ansonia's got shooters. We experienced that in Ansonia's win over Bradford.
Yeah.
All over the floor, 7-8 deep, Ansonia can really shoot the ball with accuracy. Should be a fine game on Thursday night. Tip off at 7:30, 7 o'clock airtime on Thursday. At Friday night, upper bracket sectional championship, tip at 6, airtime 5:30. Saturday night, lower bracket sectional championship here at Piqua, tip at 6, airtime 5:30. Two girls district championship games for you on Saturday afternoon. Not sure of start times. Rushi plays in one. Fort Loramie plays in another. We think there's a good chance tip-offs will be at 11 and 3. Airtime at 10:30 and 2:30.
Well, I would hope that maybe they would take a look at it, realize that Loramie's boys are playing at 6,
right,
and not make their girls play at 3. Let's hope they have some intelligence. But it's not something I've seen very often from the tournament officials.
That's the very thought I've made over the last several days, given that Loramie will likely play.
You're assuming they're going to be there.
Got to beat Ansonia to get there,
right,
the boys, on Saturday night. And maybe there will be a delay and a wait until the end of this week to determine when those district championship games are played,
right,
on Saturday at Troy. Oh, what a game. It was phenomenal. 20-7 lead by Bodkins midway through the second. Lehman dominated the middle 40% of this game. Had a couple 3-4 point leads in the fourth quarter. But Lehman didn't score the final 4 minutes. Bodkins pumped in the last 7 in regulation. J.J. Myers 3 wins it. And again, I'll say that the name Meyer has been rolling off our tongues on three-point shots the last few years. I can visually recall the two big threes at the UD Arena by Jamison,
yep,
against Richmond Heights in that state semifinal.
Me too.
A couple years ago. Thanks to our online audience. Thanks so much. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Piqua's Garber Gym. Rushi won the first game over Triad easily. Bodkins in a thriller wins at the buzzer in the nightcap. A three ball by J.J. Meyer. Photo finish. Bodkins 35, Lehman 32 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. GOFFENA. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Lincoln Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. SCORES. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.